I'm Allie, and welcome to Plugging Into Politics, where today we'll be discussing Elizabeth Warren's campaign and her rise to the top. Joining me today are renowned speakers Linnea Eden, Michaela Yang, and America Reader.
We have a chance to build a grassroots movement. We have a chance now.
As America approaches the Democratic nomination, there's a wide array of candidates which has led the first place voters to be very split. However, the one common theme between voters is that Elizabeth Warren is their second choice, which is now putting her ahead in the race. Warren has recently taken over the Democratic polls, trailing only second to Biden with 15 points. But what is it that makes Elizabeth Warren such a solid second place candidate? Is it her ability to have a plan for everything, or her ability to relate to all demographics of people? Is it because of her background, or is it her ability to call out our current president by explaining in one of her campaign videos?
Donald Trump is corruption in the flesh.
There are many things that Warren has been criticized for, but her bravery is not one of them. Michaela, what do you think makes Warren so special?
Well, I think that Elizabeth Warren's background has played a huge role in shaping her perspectives, which in turn has led to the enormous amount of support she has earned.
What happened that shaped her unique perspective?
That's a good question. When she was 22 years old and 6 months pregnant, Warren was fired from her teaching job, while the principal of that school claimed that her position had to go to someone else. As you can imagine from this scenario, Warren was obviously upset with the sexism directed at her. However, she used this unjust experience to take a serious stand on issues concerning women, such as producing a bill that protects women's rights to choose, along with many ideas on how to close the gender wage gap. Warren says the past discrimination she faced was, quote, a pivotal moment that ultimately put her on a path to Harvard, the United States Senate, and quite possibly the presidency, end quote. Warren is not discouraged by her past, regardless of its bitterness. And since she was fired from her teaching job, it has only served as a turning point in her life where she realized her capability of accomplishing much more. I am eager to watch Warren in the presidential election while she continues her path to greatness.
Elizabeth Warren also learned her drive and fight at a very young age. Growing up in Oklahoma City, she faced hardships as the only example of ambitious women around her were teachers. Warren's experienced the struggles of a middle-class family in an interview recalling her dad who, quote, wanted to die and disappear from their lives, from the earth, from everything that had gone wrong, unquote.
This is what's so special about Warren. She holds this ability to take her own experiences and apply them to real-world problems that she argues passionately for, which allows her to stand out from the pool of running candidates. Her struggles growing up in a middle-class neighborhood has led her to create a main agenda which, quote, would put the power back in the hands of workers and unions, end quote.
Linnea, what do you think?
Well, during her candidacy, Warren has made it clear it is time to, quote, fight back, end quote. This could be in regard to a number of issues, but there is a specific controversial argument that could potentially change the future of more than half of America's population, women's reproductive rights.
What do you mean?
In the past year, it has been an especially scary time for women all around the country, as the government has begun to threaten basic human rights. However, Warren has made it clear she will not let the government stand in the way of any woman's future or what she wants to do with her body. This has been evident when Warren argued that, quote, access to quality reproductive health services, including safe and legal abortion, is essential to a woman's health and economic security, end quote. The way Warren speaks instills a sense of security that in the future my decisions won't be limited based on the gender that I am. The thoughts of having a right, such as abortion, taken away is unnerving. To think that any of my friends or I could be punished for wanting to take control of my body is also appalling. Warren and her stance has made me feel safe again and has made the future look a little less bleak. For that, I am grateful.
How exactly does she plan to make this future a reality?
Warren aims to put in place concrete laws to protect the reproductive rights of women, barring any individual states wishing to do otherwise. She also hopes to expand the funding for family planning so more women everywhere can receive more help and support. Like most everything, it'll cost money, but it is necessary to ensure the freedom our future promises.
I completely agree. There's something so reassuring about knowing that Warren is so educated that she's able to have a plan for everything. I mean, listen to this clip from her campaign video.
Big structural change. And yes, I have a plan for that.
And I've got a plan. I got a plan.
Yeah, I got a plan for that. It's natural.
This is our chance in 2020.
I think that's why so many people gravitate towards her. She's someone almost everyone can relate to in some way. America, looking ahead, what do you think's in the cards for candidate Warren?
I think at this point in the presidential primary, we could really speculate any outcome for Warren. She has definitely made significant strides in the polls so far, posing a substantial threat to Biden's place as the frontrunner. She's even gone as far as exceeding Biden in the polls, though on a national level, she's recently trailed just behind him. There seems to be a constant fluctuation between which of the two candidates is favored by varieties of voting populations. As the polls constantly shift, it seems that, quote, voters are not yet settled, and they're still shopping for a candidate, end quote. We have to acknowledge that the polls we're seeing are not entirely accurate representations of what the voting population thinks. And beyond that, we have to recognize that a lot can happen between now and when the Democratic presidential candidate is nominated. In fact, a lot has happened for Warren in the past week alone. After introducing her Medicare for All plan that calls for $20.5 trillion and a wealth tax policy, she's gotten a lot of sudden backlash. Certain Democrats have even, quote, agreed that Elizabeth Warren has failed. Based off the general reactions of the public, it's been argued that this might just be the downfall of Warren's campaign. On the contrary, there's arguments that Warren has much more to her campaign, and that she still has time to revise or justify her controversial policies. Her future in the presidential primaries are up to how she addresses the issue and whether or not she continues to prove her electability to the voting population.
As for those who do believe in Warren, what can they do to show their support or help her with the nomination?
Along her campaign trail, Warren has meet and greets and she's built a reputation for taking selfies with her supporters. She'll even be in Oakland on November 24th for supporters close by. And on her website, there's a lot more information about upcoming events. Funding is also an important part of the presidential primaries. Warren is not working with any big donors, and she does not accept individual donations over $200 because she believes this is the least corrupt method. In order to fund her campaign, she'll need a greater amount of people to donate, so that's definitely a good way to help. Another and the most crucial way to support Warren is to vote. As time passes and nominations get closer, anything can happen. As rankings get closer between frontrunners and voters make their final decisions, it's important that everyone who can vote does. Otherwise, the winner doesn't truly exemplify America. Voting is crucial because, as Warren has said before, quote, "We're Americans. We celebrate success. We don't want the game to be rigged," end quote.
Wow, well said. All right, thank you very much to our guest speakers, Linnea, Michaela, and America. That's all the time we have today. But tune in next week for another episode of Plugging Into Politics.